It's time for boys high school basketball action on WKTN. Tonight, Riverdale takes on Bucyrus. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Golden Giant Building Systems, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, Kenton Moose Family Center, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, Opta Health, Quest Federal Credit Union, R&R Body and Paint, Silver Creek Supply, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The Sweet Note, and Martin's Meat Mart. Now live, here's Ryan Yoakum and David Barnes.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Captain Dave Barnes.
Captain, wow.
Yeah, we are in Mount Blanchard, Ohio on a snowy night, but we've got high school boys basketball. So excited to see the Riverdale Falcons hosting the Bucyrus Redmen. Dave, you want to make some early predictions on this one?
Early prediction? Well, thankfully, Riverdale's going to probably have an easy night tonight. Though, just looking at this, their records right now, as where Bucyrus is winless, I think, at this point.
Yeah, so assuming Max Preps is correct, because that's where we get most of our stats, Bucyrus coming in 0-11 on the season. That's a hard season for any team. So, yeah, you would like to think that a team 6-7 like Riverdale is, although they're... You know, 6-7 doesn't show their play. They've had some tight losses here this year. But they should be able to handle this Bucyrus team. But, you know, any given night, any given team. So you never know what you're going to get.
Oh, definitely. Well, good thing for this is in Riverdale, you can also rest some of your starters a little bit, too, because this is the meat of the season, and you're basically gearing up now towards playoff picture.
Yeah, and, it's a Tuesday game, so it's one of those weird in-the-middle-of-the-week games, and you know you're going to have two games coming this weekend. So hopefully get up early, get some of the JV guys some experience, and go from there.
But, the roster is full. Good thing to see for Riverdale boys basketball here, and some of the programs – like the Ridgemont, unfortunately, Lady Gophers, they're short, and their game got postponed against Lady Riverdale, I think, on Saturday due to number issues. So
yeah, so we saw that, believe it or not, though, even here with Riverdale. So my son plays eighth grade ball for Ada, and Riverdale only had 3 eighth grade boys on their roster and actually had to pull up some seventh graders so that they could even field an eighth grade team. So yeah, numbers are a hard thing right now in this age, and we hope that they see more kids playing and more participation. Tell you what, folks, you're listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes, Brennan Byrne back at the studio. We're going to throw it back to the station for a quick word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Employers can't find skilled technicians. Emerging technologies require training. Open positions are going unfilled. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center in Bell Fountain is focused on preparing our students with an excellent career-ready education. Ohio High Point offers nearly 20 in-demand career programs for high school juniors and seniors. Get a jump start in your future by earning industry-recognized credentials and college credits, all for free. We're the future of the workforce. We're Ohio High Point.
What does it mean to be rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Count on me for financial strategies that can help support a life you love, because the key to being rich is knowing what counts. Contact me today at 419-673-0937, and let's find your rich. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3. WKTN.
Hi, this is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes, Brennan Byrne back at the studio. You're listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show, and we're coming to you live from Riverdale High School, where we're getting ready to start some boys high school basketball action. Riverdale Falcons hosting the Bucyrus Redmen. Riverdale coming in 6-7 on the season, and Bucyrus coming in 0-11. We were talking about it's a rough year for any team when you're going 0-11, Dave. And, you know, I imagine that they're going to have quite a chip on their shoulder. And I wouldn't just give it to Riverdale to say, hey, this is going to be a walk away. At any point, a team that's had that kind of a season is going to put everything on the floor. At least you hope they still have that kind of grit and fight.
Well, you're definitely going to get over that hump sooner than later. And so if you want maybe salvage the season, so to speak.
Yeah, I was trying to dig up some stats and figure out a couple things on Bucyrus because I just don't know that team very well. And I saw one of their players had just set their, and so even though they're 0-11 on the season, had just set their single season scoring total and had 45 points one.
Oh,
night.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, how do you put up 45 and still lose? That's just got to be like a knife in the heart. But, you know, it is what it is. You look at them, they've got some height. These guys look like they know what they're doing. Wouldn't be surprised if they don't bring it tonight. So let's talk a little bit about both teams coming in. So we've already told you Riverdale 6-7 on the season. They're 1-3 in the Blanchard Valley Conference. They're sitting at eighth place there. Bucyrus comes in 0-11. They're 0-7 and the Northern 10. So they're really struggling right now. And as a coach, you've got to just try and find little things to motivate your players here. You know, what are you telling them?
Well, you're just trying to tweak your offense to meet your players. So you got to mold what you have. You can't throw alley-oops when right. There's no alley-oop players out there. But Riverdale coming off the loss against Arlington, and Arlington's leading the league too.
Yeah.
So it's not a tough loss. It's an almost expected loss. But now you get back on the winning column tonight and work towards getting back to even 7-7 and keeping a winning record.
Yep. Tell you what, folks, we're going to throw it back to the station again. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Are you in need of top-notch collision repair? Look no further than R&R Body and Paint, your trusted local experts for over 35 years. Located at 832 Township Road 135 in Bell Fountain, R&R Body and Paint offers free estimates and handles all the insurance hassle for you. From minor dings to major collisions, our experienced team delivers quality workmanship that restores your vehicle to its former glory. Don't settle for less when it comes to your car. Choose R&R Body and Paint, locally owned, locally operated, and dedicated to your satisfaction.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Membership eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, good evening. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We've got Brennan Byrne back at the studio. You are listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show here in Mount Blanchard, Ohio, where the Riverdale Falcons are getting ready to host the Bucyrus Redmen and high school boys varsity basketball action. We're 7 minutes, 30 seconds out from the start of this game. Riverdale just hit the locker room. Coach is going to give him one last little pep talk here. Bucyrus out warming up. And we talked about Bucyrus being 0-11, but I'll tell you what, these kids look solid. You see a score or a record like that, and you're expecting these guys to be dribbling off their feet everywhere they go, but they look really solid. They've got some height. I'm expecting to see good things out of them tonight, and I think that Riverdale's going to have to work.
Well, looking at their schedule, they've got 3 losses at home and 8 away, so they're going to hit a home streak here and just be home for the rest of the season.
That's a heavy, heavy road schedule to start the season. Maybe their coach is gearing them up for the second half, or their AD just thought he'd stick the screws to them, you know. But it's surprising. We've got Riverdale walking back out. Folks, we're 6 minutes out. We're going to throw it back to the station for another word from our sponsors. Then we'll give you the starters. We'll have national anthem and all that, and we'll be back. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, neighbor, you may be wondering, what makes a community bank special? At Middlefield Bank, it's our people who care about our neighbors and take pride in sharing banking expertise for every stage of life. Because when you're a part of the MB community, your goals are our goals, and we're here to help you reach them. From checking and savings accounts to mortgages, loans, and lines of credit to digital banking tools, MB can be your everything bank. Experience the community bank difference. Middlefield Bank. Visit middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Golden Giant Incorporated has been a leader in the steel building industry since 1971 as a manufacturer of all steel buildings. Their steel buildings are as unique as their customers. The designers work directly with you, the manufacturer, and the builder of your project. Visit them at goldengiant.com to learn more about Golden Giant Incorporated, a proud supporter of area high school sports.
Employers can't find skilled technicians. Emerging technologies require training. Open positions are going unfilled. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center in Bell Fountain is focused on preparing our students with an excellent career-ready education. Ohio High Point offers nearly 20 in-demand career programs for high school juniors and seniors. Get a jump start in your future by earning industry-recognized credentials and college credits, all for free. We're the future of the workforce. We're Ohio High Point.
What does it mean to be rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Everjones financial advisor. Count on me for financial strategies that can help support a life you love, because the key to being rich is knowing what counts. Contact me today at 419-673-0937, and let's find your rich. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, good evening. If you're just joining us, this is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We've got Brennan Byrne back in the studio, and you're listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show. We're live at Riverdale High School, where the Falcons are getting ready to take on the Bucyrus Redmen. We are 4 minutes away from the start of this one. We were talking a little bit about both these teams and some of the things that we've seen. Riverdale coming off of 2 straight losses, looking to get some momentum going into the last half of this season or last third of this season. Bucyrus, we said 0-11, but we talked about they had 8 games on the road this season already. and this will be a 9th, right? That they're a well-traveled team.
I'm sure it was not wildfire related over there for the Bucyrus Redmen, but
yeah. Well, and so let's talk about Falcons and give just a team breakdown now. So Falcons averaging 48.8 points per game, giving up 49. That's 6-7 record, but that tells you that they're close in a lot of these games. And if you look at their schedule, you can see that they've had some heartbreak losses. Lost to Hardin Northern, I believe, by 2. It was Ridgemont by 2. Lost last week, I think, by another 3. So they've been in these games. So a lot of positives there on that side. We talked about looking at Bucyrus, and truly, there's a little bit more lopsided. They're averaging 45.36 points per game, giving up 64.36. So they're getting beat pretty handily.
Yes. They're not in a lot of close games here. But
no, unfortunately. And, you know, we just saw that they had a kid have their all-time scoring record, and that's assuming that their Facebook page is updated. I was trying to find what I could out there. It said January 8th or January 4th, though. And so kind of surprised to see that a kid can put up that kind of points and you're still getting these kind of lopsided losses. So I'd be curious to see what they do from a scoring perspective.
Yes.
Tell you what, folks, we're 2 minutes out. We're going to come back with starters, have the national anthem, and we'll get ready to start this thing. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, good evening. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We're live at Riverdale High School getting ready to start some boys basketball action. Actually getting ready to start the national anthem. So we're going to throw it back to the station for a quick word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest, offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs. Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck.
Are you in need of top-notch collision repair? Look no further than R&R Body and Paint, your trusted local experts for over 35 years. Located at 832 Township Road 135 in Bell Fountain, R&R Body and Paint offers free estimates and handles all the insurance hassle for you. From minor dings to major collisions, our experienced team delivers quality workmanship that restores your vehicle to its former glory. Don't settle for less when it comes to your car. Choose R&R Body and Paint, locally owned, locally operated, and dedicated to your satisfaction.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, good evening. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We're live at Riverdale High School, where the Falcons are getting ready to take on the Bucyrus Redmen, announcing starters here. And we'll give you the starters here as well. Dave, you want to give us the Bucyrus Redmen starting five?
The starting for the Defiant Redmen tonight here from the Falcons, we have DeMarz Munpage, who's a junior, 6'1". We got George Floyd. He's also a junior, listed 6 foot even. Dylan Coppler, 6'5", junior, he's number 10. Carson Winton, that is a sophomore, he's also 6'1". They're all pushing 6 foot here, and Deshaun Cozy, who's a freshman at 5'11".
Yeah,
they got a lot of height out there.
Taller squad, that's what we were talking about. Now, give you guys our starters here for the home team for the Falcons. So number 2, Hayden Hegarty, he's a senior, he plays at guard. Number 10, Ethan Elwood, again a senior, playing at forward. Number 12, Grant Enbody, junior, forward. Number 15, Cody Flowers Barger, junior, and he's going to play guard for him here tonight. And then number 30, Grady Haley, sophomore, forward. So shout out to Braden Haley. That's his cousin. He says that he's better than Grady. Actually, that's not what he said. He said Grady smoked him last time they played a little bit of basketball. But just wanted to throw it out there and see if Brady's listening here tonight. So getting ready to start our HSLC opening tip, and Bucyrus and their traveling Reds, of course, Riverdale and their home whites for this one. Looks like number 10, and I'll get names here for Bucyrus as we go. Coppler going to take the jump here for Bucyrus. I imagine it's going to be more than likely. Well, no, they don't have Evan Ryder in the starting five. Did they switch him back over?
No, he's in.
Is he? Okay.
He was running through the fan line.
Yeah, I must have grabbed the wrong one. Maybe it wasn't Braden Haley. I'm sorry, Braden. Grady Haley starting tonight. It's going to be Evan Ryder. And I imagine Evan's going to take the jump here for the Falcons. He's got some hops.
He's got a hop.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, the kid plays inside, outside, but he's going to fight the glass all night and pull down tons of boards.
He's definitely like an Energizer bunny out there on both ends of the court.
Although, Embody's got some hops, too, so it might be Embody taking this one. He's got a little bit of height. Yeah, Embody's working his way towards that center circle. So Embody and Coppler to take the jump. Refs over there cutting it up with the players, so they look like they're in a good mood. Hopefully they let these kids play and don't call it too tight of a matchup here tonight. All right, your HSLC opening tip coming to you. This first quarter brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. Ball's going to be tipped down, and Riverdale's going to fight for it, and that's going to be Flowers Barger jumping on it, but it looks like they're going to call jump ball immediately on this one.
Yeah, great quick job getting down the court quick to tie that one up, though.
Yeah, so Bucyrus going to inbound the ball. Referee's talking, trying to decide what they're doing, because I don't think anybody established possession there off the tip unless they're just saying that anybody did. Are they going to re-tip?
Yeah, it looks like a re-jump.
Yeah, okay.
Is that the proper term, re-jump?
I think that works. All right, so inbody and copper again. Point. 0.03 off the clock. All right, ball up, tipped up and in, and Coppler tips it over, and Bucyrus gets ball. All right, that's going to be Munpage that has the ball for the Redmen. He's working the left side. Falcons are in a man defense, and he picks up his dribble. Now he's going to pass over to Floyd. Floyd has it driving right side toward baseline, pulls an 18-footer. Off the glass, no good. Flowers Barger with the rebound for the Falcons. He's pushing up court. See what the Redmen set for a defense. All right, he puts the ball over to Hegarty. Hegarty now has it, and it looks like they're setting up in a zone defense. It's going to be a 1-2-2. Flowers Barger in the corner. He kicks into the middle over to Elwood. Elwood with the 8-footer. No good. Ball up on the floor, hits it. Ryder diving on it. It's going to get tied up. He gets it back over to Elwood. Elwood kicks over to Flowers Barger. Flowers Barger off the glass and good. Your first points of the game by Flowers Barger.
Yeah, great job muscling that one in after the second chance for the Falcons.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about getting those rebounds, and Ryder's going to be all over it. All righty. Bucyrus has the ball. Munpage over on the left side looking in the paint. He picks that dribble up again. Elwood all over him. Goes back over to Floyd. Floyd has it. Hegarty on top of him. Diving everywhere. Knocks it away. Pushes him to the timeline. He's going to throw it off his leg to try and recapture. And he's going to step out of bounds. Great pressure there by Hegarty and the Falcons.
Great defense. Great ball pressure on that one.
You know, we called a game on Saturday where Van Buren had some of the most oppressive defense I've ever seen. Those kids were just all over it. All right, Falcons with the ball. Hegarty has it, puts it across the far side to Flowers Barger. Skips back across, looking at this 1-2-2 zone here from Bucyrus. Flowers Barger again going to look. He's trying to get Elwood to the elbow. Elwood has it. He drives in, kicks it back over. Ryder has it at 8 feet, pulls back, and they're going to reset this offense. All right, Hagerty has the ball, calling it out, trying to get him reset here. Back over to Flowers Barber. In the corner is Ryder. Ryder dumps into Inbody. Back over. Nice movement there. Hagerty with the first three. No good. And rebound by Bucyrus. All right. Munpage has the ball. Far side. Dumps inside. Tipped away by Inbody. Going to go out of bounds. Going to stay Bucyrus ball.
A little heat on that pass. Couldn't quite bring that one in. Ball off the Falcons. So Redman throw in.
Yep, 6 minutes, 6 seconds left here in the first quarter on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Your score 2-0 with the Falcons with the early lead. All right, Floyd has the ball. He's going to take a shot. No good. Up for the rebound is Ryder. It's going to hit the line. It's going to stay Bucyrus ball. So quick shot there on that three. Wasn't expected.
Yeah, the defense slacked a second, and the Redmen took advantage of that shot.
All right, Floyd inbounding the ball. He's looking at Koppler. He's going to put it back outside. It's going to go over to number 21, who we only have on the JV roster, so we're going to call him Cozy, whether that's the right name or not. Cozy has it, drives in, puts it back across over to number 11. That's Witten. Witten back up top, goes to Floyd. Floyd dips under, off the glass, no good, gets his own rebound. Again, no good, fighting for it. Ball back over to Cozy. Cozy off the glass and in, and there's your first points here for the Redmen.
Way to stay with it for the Redmen to get on the board there.
Ryder gets it in, gets trapped at the top, diving for it. It's Koppler. He's able to deflect, get away. Flowers Barger fighting for it. Koppler keeps it. Redmen have the ball. All right. Floyd bringing the ball up the court. Seeing a 2-3 zone now here from the Falcons, and they're content to drop back into it and let the Redmen work from outside. Munpage driving in. He draws some contact. No call. Rebound by Elwood. Koppler fight for it. They're going to call a jump ball. That should be Falcons ball.
Yeah, driving, looking for contact is what I think the name of the game was that on for the possession for the Redmen.
Koppler going to take a quick seat. Think coach wants to have a word with him. And Lincoln Blizzard. I don't know if I've ever heard Blizzard as the last name, but Blizzard is in now for the Redmen. All right, Hagerty bringing the ball up the court. Press coming here from the Redmen. Ryder has it now. He skips over to Inbody. Inbody up top. He's going to put it across to Hagerty. Hagerty dumps to Elwood right at the foul line. Goes over to Ryder with the 20-footer. No good. Misses everything on that one. Munpage with the rebound, pushing the ball back up for the Redmen. All right, back over in the corner to Cozy. Goes over to Blizzard. He drops it in. Kicks it back up top. Munpage now has the ball, driving in, foul line. He's tied up there. Great job there by Flowers Barger to strip the ball. And now Falcons back on the move. All right, ball on the far side. Ryder has it, dumps it to Inbody off his leg, able to recapture the ball. Looks at Elwood. Elwood kicks over to Flowers Barger. He's going to take a 20-footer off the glass. No good. Ryder with the follow, and nice put back.
Yeah, nice tip in. What do you call that when they jump up and put it back in? Is that
rebound and put back?
Oh, there's got to be a fancier name than that.
Well, we'll make one up.
Okay.
All right, but yeah, we talked about Ryder's going to live on that glass. Great job there. Now 4-2, Falcons lead, 4:03 left here in the first quarter on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard, and Bucyrus has the ball. Munpage has it up top, Elwood on him, back into that man defense.
Man, yes.
All right, he gets a screen. Ryder switches over. He picks up. Ball kicked over to Floyd. Floyd looking at it, puts it back over to Cozy. Cozy now driving to the right side. He's going to put back to Floyd. So they're just rotating ball through. Not really sure what the offense is doing outside of that. They're all kind of isolating here now. Floyd drives in. He's in the paint. He dips under. Big block by Flowers Barger, and he ties him up. Subs coming. Koppler coming back in, and that looks like Dussault coming in here for the Falcons, and Flowers Barger going to take a seat.
As the Falcons coach, you almost hate that block because there was no way. That was a prayer to begin with, but...
That's all right.
Patting the stats.
Yeah, exactly. All right, ball inbound to the Redmen. Cozy has it, puts it across over to Floyd. Floyd on the far side. Dussault just into the game. He's got the defensive assignment there. Now Cozy up top, Hagerty on him. And Cozy going to drive into the hoop, get some space. Great job by Hagerty to get a little bit of a tip on there, but he's going to call the body foul, and he's going to put him at the line.
Fouls on your Falcons, number two.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if we get Cozy's name right at the end of it. Hey, we got it is Cozy at the line here.
Okay.
He's getting ready to shoot our first of two of our Mid-Ohio Energy foul shots here tonight. He goes through his routine. The ball is up, off the glass, no good.
Interesting routine.
Check it in for the Redmen.
Witten coming first back in here for the Redmen. Cozy to set to take the second of two on our Mid-Ohio Energy foul shots here. See if he does the same routine, Dave. Yep. Relax, shake it out. Nothing but net. Nice shot there by Cozy. Your score now 4-3, Redmond trailing. Hagerty has the ball, pressure coming. He's going to look to pass out of it. Great job there. Gets it across the timeline. Goes in to Dussault at the elbow. Dussault pulls back, puts it over to Hagerty. They drop into this 1-2-2 zone, and it's going to be Munpage up top. He's got the hardest assignment there. They're going to wear him out tonight. He's working that guard. Going to get a touch foul. It's going to be on Cozy. Ryder had the ball, was dribbling right side. Just the first team foul here for the Redmen.
Yeah, that's almost 5 minutes without a foul, so that's at least a clean sheet, I would think, at this point for the first quarter for the Redmen.
You know, it's still new enough that I think that it bears explanation every time, but for those of you that are listening at home, they switched the foul shots around last year and the number of fouls that a team gets and how it works. And, you know, it used to be that once a team got to 7 fouls and went to a 1-1, and once you got to 10, it was just double bonus and everybody shot 2 shots. Now, if it's a shooting foul, if you're shooting, you get 2 or 3, depending on if you're behind the line or not. But it's 5 team fouls per quarter, and then it puts you 2 at the line no matter what. You're not shooting a 1-1 in high school basketball anymore. And so,
do you personally like it?
I think that it makes foul shots more important, and I'm a big believer in preaching the foul shot, the foul shot, the foul shot. And so when a team gets down, you know that no matter how much you foul, that you've got 2 at the line. And if you've got a good foul shooting team, they can just bury you. So I like it personally. All right, ball inbounded. Elwood takes it up, goes for it. Ryder picks it up, goes back off the glass, draws contact, and it looks like that's going to be a foul on Coppler. Is that going to be his first? It's going to be his first, team second. Evan Ryder to take 2 on our Mid-Ohio Energy foul line. And his first one is up and rolls in and rolls out. A little flat on that foul shot here. Hopefully puts a little bit more arch on this one. Embody going to come out, and it's going to be Roethlisberger coming in here for the Falcons.
Evan's going to need to shake it out.
All right, second shot coming. And off the back iron, but in. Good shot there by Ryder. I believe that gives him 3 points here for the night so far. Munpage brings the ball up the court for the Redmen, and Falcons content to drop back into a man defense and put no pressure on the ball. All right, ball in the corner to Coppler. Coppler looking in the paint. Now he pulls back up, drops it over. That's going to go to number 11, Witten. Witten has it. He's going to hand off to Cozy. Cozy took a few steps before he got the ball down, so that's going to be a travel, and it's going to be Falcon ball.
That baseline was there as an extra teammate for the Falcons on that, causing the turnover.
Yep, Elwood inbound for the Falcons, goes to Hagerty. No pressure coming from the Redmen this time. They drop back. Hagerty just casually saunters down the court here, puts it over on this near side to Ryder. Ryder looks to skip, goes to Dussault. Dussault dumps down in to Roethlisberger. Back to Ryder. A little miscommunication. Dussault able to wrangle it in there. He's going to skip across to Hagerty. Hagerty now going to look back over to Ryder. Ryder going to dump to Elwood. Kicks back out. Dussault going to take a 3. And rattles in, rattles out on the Ace Hardware 3-pointer. No good. Ryder again with an offensive rebound off the glass. And that one he got up, but it didn't get the ball out. It looks like somebody got a hand on it.
Elwood did a great job getting to it first there.
Yeah. So Floyd has the ball now. He puts it over to Coppler. Coppler looking to skip. Dumps it back into Floyd at the elbow. Elbow drops back to Coppler. Nice drive, nice take. Easy give and go there. Your score now 5-5 with a minute left here on our Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. All right, ball in. Goes over to Ryder. Ryder has it at the top, kicks it across to Hagerty. Hagerty going to pull back, reset. Imagine Coach Al Thomas here going to want this last shot unless somebody's wide open underneath. All right, goes back to Hagerty. Hagerty to Elwood. There's your wide open.
Nice.
Nice play. Little dump down to Roethlisberger, and Roethlisberger with the 2-footer. All right. Munpage brings the ball across the court. Elwood has the defensive assignment. He's got him on man. He's giving him space. Ref's not counting clock yet. 25 seconds left here in the first quarter. Now he's on him. Going to start pushing some pressure here. Munpage, stab right, drives in, baseline. Elwood going to knock it out. It's going to stay Bucyrus ball. 17.2 left here in the first quarter.
Elwood looked determined and came through with a tip out. Very great defense on his behalf.
So it's going to be Floyd inbounding the ball here for the Redmen. It's going to be Munpage diving in. No go there. It's going to go to Cozy. They're going to skip out to Coppler. 17 seconds left. Back over to Floyd. Floyd looking at the clock. He's going to pull back, reset, and take this last shot. He's got Dussault on him. Dussault's going to put it over to Witten. Witten's going to look to dive down to Coppler. Puts it off his leg. 6 seconds left. That's going to give the Falcons a chance to try and get one last bucket here at the end of the quarter.
Hang tough on the D side there and get a shot here with 6 seconds left.
All right, ball inbounded. Hagerty has it. He's pushing up the right side. He kicks it across to Ryder. Ryder going to take an Ace Hardware three. Off the rim, no good. Folks, that's your first quarter. We're going to throw it back to the station for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
At Silver Creek Supply, we're passionate about serving you and providing cutting-edge farming and agronomic programs for our customers. Whether you need help taking care of the strenuous tasks like planting and harvest, or you're looking to maximize your yields, we've got solutions for you. When you choose Silver Creek Supply, you're choosing more time off the farm to spend on your business, with loved ones, or just taking the time to relax. Give us a call at 419-675-2972 or stop by our location on County Road 115 in Kenton to learn more about our fertilizer and agricultural management.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We've got Brennan Byrne back in the studio. They're bringing second quarter action to you from Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. And the Riverdale Falcons lead this one 7-5, but kind of a low scoring first quarter, Dave.
Yes, we were talking about that during the intermission there. They're about on half pace for rather regular points per game, but I'm sure someone's going to start lighting it up.
Cold night going to warm up. All right. Right. Bucyrus drives right in, misses the backboard entirely. Now Dusso has it for the Falcons. He brings it across. Bucyrus dropping back into their zone defense. They're switching their assignment. They're putting Munpage down inside. Nice little entry pass over to Haley. Haley misses it. Comes back in. Rebound going to be by Coppler on the Redmen. All right, he puts it across to Floyd. Floyd driving up court. He's got Hagerty all over him, but he's still driving in. Draws contact. Nice little spin there. Unable to drop, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Fouls on the Falcons. Number two, Aiden Hagerty. His second.
That's going to be two on Hagerty, so I imagine Coach is going to give him a breather here and probably going
to
get
Flowers is ready to go in.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to get Flowers in. All right, Floyd to take the first of two on our mid-Ohio energy foul line, and he puts that one right in and right down. Nice shot there by Floyd. All right, going to move around there inside the block and get some different assignments so they can get defense set. Floyd to take the second of two. Shot up, rattles in, rattles out, rattles back in. Nice shot there at the line for Floyd. All right, ball inbounded. Falcons have it, pushing up the court. Dusso going to bring it up for him. It's going to be Munpage going to take the assignment. Looks like the Redmen have switched over to a man defense. All right, Embody has it, puts it across to Haley. Haley going to take an Ace Hardware three, no good. Embody fights for it, but Coppler able to bring it down here for the Redmen. He puts it over to Munpage. Munpage on the far court, guarded by Dusso. Big screen up top, rolling in. Munpage going to drive in, draws contact, and good. They're going to give him that one. Got some body there, it looked like from Ryder. Is that going to be the first or second on Ryder? Okay, just the first on Ryder. But Munpage going to be at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play and to try and take the lead. Looks like Coach Thomas is going to take a timeout. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back from that Root Lumber timeout. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We're live at Riverdale High School. We've got Brennan Byrne back in the studio, Dr. B.
Dr. B,
and,
wow.
And Bucyrus Redmond at the line. They just took the lead for the first time here in the game. We're 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Munn Page puts in the old-fashioned three-point play from the Mid-Ohio Energy foul line. And now Duso bringing the ball up the court for the Falcons. He puts it back across to Elwood. He's sitting right on the timeline. Comes across. There's a trap. Inbody gets the ball at the three. Back to Duso, and they're going to set the offense. All right, Duso calmly pulls it up back, puts it across to Ryder. Ryder going to skip over to Flowers Barger. Flowers Barger has, I believe that's Cozy on him. Back over to Ryder. Ryder dumps it into Elwood at the elbow. Flowers Barger makes a nice little fake. Buys some time. Back to Elwood. Duso going to take an Ace Hardware three. Off the front iron, no good. Flowers Barger, great job there fighting for the rebound. Dumps to anybody in the paint. Really nice entry pass over to Elwood. Ooh, how's that not drop, Dave?
Pressure.
I mean, I think he had two that went to the bottom of the rim and popped back out. Munn Page going to drive out, puts it to Cozy. Cozy going to take a three-pointer. No good, but in with the rebound, Munn Page. He's fighting for his life in there, and I think he leads all scorers right now with five. All right. Riverdale inbounds the ball. Duso brings it across half court, dumps it over to Inbody. Inbody has time. He pulls back. He's got Blizzard on him. Now Cozy across on Duso. Flowers Barger has it far side. Blizzard back on him. Bucyrus in the man defense. All right, Flowers Barger going to dump to Elwood. Elwood distributing from that elbow. Gets the ball, six-footer, dumps to Inbody. Inbody with the shot fake, draws contact, and good.
Grand Inbody.
Some hard work on the offensive side for the Falcons finally paid off.
You know what? I'm giving Elwood all the credit there. That kid is getting the ball at the elbow, and he is distributing. He's looking, finding entry passes into the paint, and that's
quick,
a short pass.
Quick balls, too, yeah.
So Inbody at the line to shoot one makes – the score now 9-12. Riverdale trailing here to Bucyrus. Mid-Ohio energy foul shot coming. Inbody takes it, and it is good. Rattles home. So seeing a lot of rim rattlers tonight. You know, I like to see them swishing
this. The iron's cold.
Yeah, it
just
must
like
be.
It is outside.
All right, so Riverdale going to throw a press for the first time tonight, but Redmond handle it easily. Floyd has the ball far side. Ace Hardware three-pointer. Nothing but net. Your score now 15-10. The 0-11 Redmond not looking like an 0-11
team. Like 0-11. And the three-point stripe, if that gets hot too for them, it could be a long night here for the Falcons.
Yep, pressure coming. Redmond putting pressure on Inbody here at the top. Duso now calling for help. They're looking to trap him here in the corner. Munn Page sneaking up. Now comes back over to Ryder. Ryder dumps it into Inbody. Inbody back out. Flowers Barger on the far side. Skips across to the elbow. Ryder has it. Back to Flowers Barger. Elwood at 5 feet. Stripped away by Floyd. And Floyd going to push the ball up the court. Koppler calling for it, but he misses him. Floyd driving in. Going to draw some contact here. Pulls it back over to Cozy. Cozy back up top to Munn Page. Duso all over him. All right. Now he's pulling back, resetting offense. And going to spread everybody out. All right. Drops it to Koppler. Koppler just on the near side here. Looking over at Witten. Back to Munn Page. Duso down in a defensive stance. Crouch fighting for it. Up, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Duso. Great defensive job there by the Falcons. Duso pulls back. He's got Flowers Barger in the corner. He's going to kick it to him. He's looking. He's going to skip it over to Elwood over at the elbow. Elwood to Inbody. Inbody at 18 feet. Drops over to Ryder. Ryder dumps back in. Inbody has it 6 feet. Draws in.
Good
rattles
finish.
Home. Nice,
Green
nice entry
Inbody.
Move there by Inbody. All right, 12-15. Falcons still trail here, but they're in it.
Yeah, definitely. That was a great finish with under some contest there, under some pressure by Falcons that last play. Floyd. Now they're going to turn up it on the defensive side. Drive into the lane creates 2 points for the Redmen.
Yep, nice job there by Floyd. Nice acrobatic little spin. And,
it was
and
a good
flip.
Finish.
All right, Inbody has the ball here for the Falcons. Up top, back to Ryder. Ryder over to Flowers Barger. Duso now on the far side. He skips back up top the key with Ryder. Ryder dumps to Elwood, back over to Duso. Duso with the Ace Hardware three-pointer, no good. Inbody fights for it, reaches in. Great rebound there by Inbody. Back over to Flowers Barger. Duso calling back and trying to get reset. Flowers Barger up top, Cozy all over him. Ryder now has it, calm and collected. He picks up the ball, and he's looking over. Now he's going to get tied up here, back to Duso. They're yelling, trying to get this offense reset. All right, Elwood up top, has it. And now he kicks in, dumps to Inbody. Inbody fights for it. He has Koppler on him. Nice entry pass from the base over to Elwood. Elwood left hand, no good. Floyd with the rebound, and Redmond back on the run. He kicks over to Munn Page. Munn Page looks at it, thinks about it, tries to step back three, no good. Going to have a push there. Is that going to be against the Redmen?
Yes.
Going to be on Witten. All right. 12-17 is your score. Redmond lead this one, 2:52 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Looks like Coach is going to get Hagerty back in. He had two fouls early and sat him. Flowers Barker coming out. And it looks like Witten's going to take a seat for the Redmond, and that's going to be Blizzard coming back in for him.
The Blizzard.
The Blizzard. If you had, if your last name was Blizzard, would you name your son The?
Yes.
Get him a sponsorship deal with Dairy Queen, right?
I think it'd be Oreo.
Oreo. All right. Inbody with the 18-footer, no good. Munpage with the rebound. Puts it over to Floyd. Falcons drop back, content to go into a half-court man defense here. Floyd has it. Screen up top from Coppler. Rolling to it is Floyd. He's going to pull back to the elbow. Kick it out to the far side. Blizzard now at the elbow again. Floyd going to reset here. Inbody on him. He's got the long arms, so it's going to be hard to get that shot up. Blizzard has it back over. Now Cozy with it. Elwood on him. Floyd up top. He's looking at it from about 26 feet and splashes it. Nice shot there. Ace Hardware three-pointer coming from Floyd. And now Floyd has 10 points leading all scorers.
Yes.
He's getting that hot hand behind the arc. All right, ball back in. Falcons have it. Hagerty kicks across to Ryder. Ryder going to skip over to Dusso. Dusso going to let an Ace Hardware three rip and misses that one. Inbody with another offensive rebound. Now Ryder to take one. No good. Dusso again with the rebound. Offensive rebounds have not been a problem here for the Falcons tonight, but missed. Now Coppler able to pull it back down for the Redmen.
The finishing has.
Yeah, they just don't have the touch here on this far side from us. All right, Munpage has the ball. Minute 35 left. 12-20, 8-point lead here by the Redmen, and they're going to contently pull the ball back and just get clean shots. Floyd going to take another three. No good there. That one must have slid because he didn't hit anything. Ryder has the ball, gives it over to Hagerty, and Hagerty going to get it across. Minute 20 left here on the clock. Dusso on the far side. This zone seems to really be confusing and complicating the Falcons. Elwood has it. 8 feet, puts it to Inbody. Inbody back over to Dusso. Dumps back to Elwood. They're skipping the ball around. Great passing here by the Falcons. Going to call a reach foul there, I believe, on Munpage. And that's going to be 13 fouls. They'll no worry about anybody going to the line. Roethlisberger coming in, and then that's also going to be Hayden Scott coming in for the Falcons. Munpage going to take a seat, and I believe that's Witten coming back in now. Munpage has been a big part of this offense for him. All right, Hagerty with the ball. A minute left on the clock. Floyd all over him. Okay, goes back across and dribbled up. Now it's to Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger back to Hagerty. Hagerty going to drive in. He has the ball, thinks about it, and then pulls back. Ryder now on the far side, drives in elbow. Nice skip, dump pass over to Hagerty. Hagerty goes in, draws contact. He's going to be at the line shooting too.
Yeah, great pass and good cut to the hoop to get the ball on that one for the Falcons.
You know, you made mention of it, but Falcons are almost too selfless here. They're passing the ball too much. Like Elwood, he has the ball at 8-9 feet, and I'd love to see him take some of those little bunnies.
Even if shot fake, get somebody in the air.
So it looks like Munpage coming back in. Cozy going out for the Redmen. Flowers Barker, I think, going to sub in for the shooter, Hagerty. He's at the line getting ready to shoot our second of two from our Mid-Ohio Energy foul line. Shot is up and good. Your score now 13-20. Hagerty coming back out. Coach
probably
is going to rest him and try not to get any more fouls before the half.
Yeah. I agree.
Coppler going to inbound the ball over to Munpage. Munpage has no pressure on him. So
Falcons
he takes
in a 1-2-2?
Yeah. So Munpage now picks the ball up. He's in trouble. He steps through. Coach going to call timeout.
Coach saved him on that.
It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here, folks. So threw a trap at him. They hadn't seen it yet and got him in troubles. Coach had to waste the timeout. You know, we're under a minute here in the second quarter, so it doesn't hurt him too much.
You can set up a play for your final second, probably the last second shot of the game.
Yeah, you're gonna wanna draw this clock out and not give Riverdale any momentum going into halftime.
Yes.
You're up seven. You want to stay at least up seven. If you can get another bucket, even better, but don't give Riverdale any kind of momentum because you want to hammer them.
The Redmen almost got back on pace for their season average point-wise with a strong second quarter.
Yeah, unfortunately for Riverdale, they're having a much slower start to this game than what I think they would like to see.
Nothing's been easy. Nothing's fallen easy for them.
You know, that was a couple weeks ago, and it was this rim over here on our right-hand side, and neither team could make a bucket in it to save their life. First half, Ridgemont struggled. They had four buckets in the first quarter and none in the second quarter. And then it flipped, and Riverdale did the same thing in the second half. Maybe
the rim's tight.
Yeah, maybe they're cursing it tonight. All right, Blizzard going to take a three, 22 seconds. Whew, splashes it. So they weren't going for the last one. They were just going for a good one. And that was another Ace Hardware three-pointer here by the Redmen, now leading 23-13. 9 seconds left on the clock. Roethlisberger has it, puts it to Elwood. Elwood now going to take that eight-footer, drops short, 3 seconds left, and it's going to be a foul against Roethlisberger, just the third team foul. So it's not a shooting foul, but they will get the ball at half court. Oh, he's going to put him down on the baseline. Okay.
Full court press.
You just don't give that wide open shot, you know. So they're going to roll it in. Floyd's going to try and get as much clock out of it. 2 seconds, 1 second. Munpage with the half quarter, and that one's over the backboards. Folks, that's your first half. We're going to throw it back to the station for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
At Silver Creek Supply, we're passionate about serving you and providing cutting-edge farming and agronomic programs for our customers. Whether you need help taking care of the strenuous tasks like planting and harvest, or you're looking to maximize your yields, we've got solutions for you. When you choose Silver Creek Supply, you're choosing more time off the farm to spend on your business, with loved ones, or just taking the time to relax. Give us a call at 419-675-2972 or stop by our location on County Road 115 in Kenton to learn more about our fertilizer and agricultural management.
Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest, offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs. Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, good evening. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with David Barnes, Brennan Byrne back at the studio. We're coming to you live from Mount Blanchard, Ohio, Riverdale High School, where the Falcons trail to the Bucyrus Redmen 23-13. Dave.
Well, I got goosebumps. I'm waiting.
He's watching the Chuck-a-Duck right now. We've got one sitting right on that corner of the bullseye. Another guy rolls in.
I couldn't even tell they were ducks, so Chuck-a-Duck. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, last week we had somebody hit a buzzer beater and sink one straight on the dead center bullseye, but nobody yet. So talk about that first half. We talked about Bucyrus coming in 0-11 and Riverdale 6-7. We thought this might be a little lopsided, but not the way that it's going, Dave.
Well, you're right. Redmen got hot in the second quarter there and really cranked up some points. The first period, we were both commenting on that they weren't even going to make their season average. And the ball just started, the three-pointer started dropping for the Redmen, and that's been the difference in the games, the three-point shooting.
Yeah, so I think Redmen were able to take at least four three-pointers there in that second quarter, outscoring the Falcons 18-6 in the second quarter. They were trailing 7-5 at the end of the first quarter, so Redmen really got the hot hand there and hope to continue it, obviously, in the third quarter. Falcons need to shut them down.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that's going to be the pitch and getting hot on the second half. And as in before, you were mentioning that the rims have been unkind and kind during games here, so maybe we'll see that affect the Redmen. And hopefully the three-point hand gets hot for the Falcons here. They've had the shots. They're just not falling.
And honestly, they've had a lot of entry shots. They passed the ball really well. And we talked about we'd like to see Elwood take a couple more from that six-foot range where he's wide open. And hopefully Elwood gets a hot hand here for the Falcons as well.
Drive it, too. Get to the hoop and cause some foul trouble.
All right, folks, we're going to throw it back to the station for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to your Superior Credit Union Halftime Show on Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Wright self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Are you in need of top-notch collision repair? Look no further than R&R Body and Paint, your trusted local experts for over 35 years. Located at 832 Township Road 135 in Bell Fountain, R&R Body and Paint offers free estimates and handles all the insurance hassle for you. From minor dings to major collisions, our experienced team delivers quality workmanship that restores your vehicle to its former glory. Don't settle for less when it comes to your car. Choose R&R Body and Paint, locally owned, locally operated, and dedicated to your satisfaction.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back. This is Ryan Yoakum here with David Barnes, Brennan Byrne back at the studio. You're listening to your Superior Credit Union halftime show. We're here at Riverdale High School where the Falcons trail the Bucyrus Redmen 13-23. And Dave, we were talking a little bit about it at the half. We thought that the Redmen don't look like an 0-11 team.
No, they're definitely scoring like that, not like an 0-11 team. There's not even they're out of their norm, though. That's kind of on their average. Just the Falcons just haven't kept up the scoring pace.
Yeah, they're averaging 45.3 per game as a point score, and they've got 23, so 46. So they're right there on average. Yeah, Falcons averaging 48.8, and they're sitting at 13 for the first half. So they've really got to start lighting
up. That's got to probably be a season low for a half. Or pretty close to it.
Might be, but I don't know that I've seen one lower from Riverdale here this half. We were talking about Coach Thomas tends to be a lively coach there on the sidelines. I can imagine he's letting the boys hear it in the locker room. If you're Coach Thomas, are you changing your game plan, or are you sticking with what you're doing and just hoping that finally the gears all kick into place and start working, or what are you doing?
I don't think you change what you're doing. It's gotten you this far. You're a competitive team. And they're getting looks are just not falling.
Yeah, I think that the offense is working well. Like you said, I agree with you. And that they're getting the shots that they want. They're just not getting them to drop tonight. And, you know, Tuesday night games are always a little funky, hard to get up for it. And especially with the weather that we've had today. Now, on the defensive side, I think they're playing good defense. You just talked about Bucyrus really has a hot hand from behind the line.
They
were able to capitalize on that three-pointer. So be curious to see what Bucyrus brings out. If they're just going to do more of the same, it's working for them. Why would you switch that one up either?
Well, that and they get in the locker room up 10, they're going to might fall a little short coming out in the second period. And you kind of get that shock that, hey, we're in it, and come out and that you might have the opposite mindset. When you're up 10 and you're not
I don't know.
Games.
When you're 0-11 on the season and you're looking at your first W, I think
nothing else to see.
Yeah. I think you're only looking at, like, hey, let's put our foot on their throat and just keep stomping. So, all right, folks, we've got 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here in this halftime show. We're going to throw it back to the station for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with David Barnes. We've got Brennan Byrne back at the studio. We're live at Riverdale High School where the Falcons trail the Bucyrus Redmen 23-13. And both coaches set to try and get this one going. We talked about Coach Thomas was a little bit quiet tonight, but if you look at the intensity on his face as he's talking to his starters.
You're just hoping for it. Now you're like, you're just mad you haven't seen it yet.
He's Mount Blanchard Bobby Knight, right? No, he's not. I'm kidding. I've never seen him do anything half as flagrant as Bobby Knight ever did. But, yeah, no, I just like seeing a coach that cares this much about his team and about winning and what he does there, and I respect the passion. So Bucyrus on the other side, their coach, drawing some plays out, very contentedly talking to him quietly and calmly, and I think he just wants to do more of what they're doing.
I think he wants to blow his lid a little bit too, though, on a couple of these plays where he seems to be taking some frustration out on a clipboard, but that's what they're for also.
Yep, and we talked about the far rim being tight for Riverdale. Hopefully they can light it up on this right side here. Elwood going to take the ball out here for the Falcons. And
Jack's Dussault starting, so that's got a different starting lineup in the second period.
Yeah, I think Dussault versus Flowers Barger was the switch up there. All right, quick inbound to Inbody. Back over to Ryder. Ryder here on the far elbow goes back to Inbody. Inbody pulls back. Ryder going to put it out, and that's going to be Munn Page knocks it out. He's having a great game here for the Redmen. He's been vital to their momentum here.
Yes, forcing the ball to the rim a few times and making some deep shots.
All right, Hagerty has the ball, kicks over to Dusso. Back to Hagerty, looking at that 1-2-2 zone. Dumps in Munn Page with the steal there, and it's hard to work through that kind of overlapped zone defense here from the Redmen. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, that skip pass, I think a lot of us all coming too.
He's going to call that a travel. So Munn Page tries the Euro step, but gets a little extra hop in there. And Redmen coach trying to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah, Brian Hargis down there. Not Brian, but yeah. He's counting the steps off on that one. But here come the Falcons again.
Yep, so Dussault has the ball, puts it over in the corner to Ryder. Ryder back to Dussault. Zone content to leave the Falcons out wide and hang out. Going to make them have to shoot from the outside here. Hagerty drives in, puts it to Elwood at the elbow. He takes the 8-footer. No good. Rebound Coppler. Ryder tries to knock it loose, but Coppler hangs on to it. Back over to Munn Page. All right. Page puts it across to Floyd. Floyd bringing it up the court. Dussault all over him as soon as he crosses the timeline. Strips the ball loose. Gets it, knocks it out of bounds, but he's going to step out. I think that's going to retain ball for the Bucyrus Redmen. So great heads-up play there by Dussault. Unfortunately, he just stepped on the sideline.
Yeah, trying to make up for that last turnover. I believe a little more hard-nosed on that defensive shot.
Yep. Munn Page inbounds the ball to Coppler. He gets the ball back. Elwood going to be all over him. And he's back at half court, so he's really spreading the offense wide. Looks like Witten going to come up to the elbow. Back over to Cozy. Cozy hands off to Coppler. Coppler drives in. He's putting some body into Inbody, but Inbody doing a great job of taking it and not letting him get the entry. Now back up to Floyd. Floyd driving, screen coming from Witten. Looked like a moving screen, no call there. Back to Floyd. Floyd driving in at the elbow. He flips it up off the glass, no good. Big rebound by Ryder. And I'll tell you, Ryder has pulled down at least 6 rebounds so far this game.
Most on the offensive side, but
yeah,
yes.
He's tough. All right, Hagerty has the ball, puts it over to Dussault. Dussault looks away, almost loses it. Back across to Ryder. Ryder now on the far side. Dumps into Elwood. Elwood going to take a 6-footer. That's the shot that they've been needing all game. And that's his first points of the night.
That's good news.
All right. Now they're going to put a press on him. Going to push from half court. Going to try a trap here. Ryder looking to jump. Elwood flicks it loose. Munn Page able to retain ball. Ryder pushing and going to catch a hip there. That's going to be a foul on Ryder. I believe that's his second.
Observation, it looks like the Redmen are trying to play that skip pass that was going through the lane and kicking back out. So hopefully that'll open it up for Elwood in the middle.
Yep, see if Score Stable has it right. That's just the first they're showing on Ryder. I thought he had one in the first half. All right, lob coming into Witten, no good. Inbody able to pull the ball in. Now puts it across to Hagerty. Hagerty coming down with it. Redmond back where they need to be. Elwood dumps across, going to go off Munn Page. They're trying to work Inbody there as a kind of pivot man here on the corner, and they force that.
The Falcons almost got a fast break, but couldn't find the open man that time down.
Munn Page with the kick. He's not giving Elwood any easy passes. All right, Elwood looking to inbound. Going to put it over to Inbody. Inbody has it, kicks it up top to Dussault. Dussault going to put back over to Elwood. Skip across to Hagerty. Hagerty tries to move and loses it in his hand. Pulls back out, resets. Ryder far side. He skips across to Dussault. Dussault with the 10-footer. Nothing but net. Nice shot, nice movement there by the Falcons. 17-23. So far holding the Redmen scoreless here in this third quarter. All right, Floyd has the ball for the Redmen. Brings it up. Dussault on him. Ryder looking to jump and trap. Munn Page now in the corner. Elwood tips the ball away. Going to kick it off his leg. Munn Page gets it back in. He kicks in the middle to Coppler. Coppler with the 4-footer and rolls it in for their first points here in the second half.
Good bunny make for that Coppler on that play off the almost steal from the Falcons.
Yep, that's 4 points for Coppler. So just his second shot here of the night. Dussault has it. Munn Page diving for it. Contact, no call. Puts it back over to Ryder. Ryder wide open for the three. Not sure why he doesn't shoot that. He's got a nice jumper. But he pulls back and skips in. Goes back to Elwood. Now goes over to Ryder. He's going to let an Ace Hardware three-pointer fly and puts it in. Nice shot there by Ryder. 20-25. So down 10, now you're down 5. Falcons doing exactly what they want to start this second half. All right, Floyd has the ball. Dussault over him. Ryder looking to trap. Coppler rolling for him, so Ryder has to drop back into the paint. Dussault puts some body on him. Now goes over to Coppler. Coppler drives in. He's got Ryder all over him. Nice little shot fake up. No good. Ryder with the rebound. Tips it across to Hagerty. Hagerty pushing on the fast break. Goes to Dussault. Going to go across the end line and out of bounds. They pushed that one a little too hard, Dave.
Well, it was good to see them flying down the court, though.
3:59 left here in the third quarter. 20-25 Riverdale trails on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Elwood going to put some pressure on the ball. Floyd going to put it across to Coppler and get back to Floyd. All right, Dussault going to be up on top of him. Trap coming again. Ryder set there at midcourt looking to jump on it. Dussault all over it. Goes off his foot. Going to go across half court. He saves it. Goes to Witten. Coppler drive back in, and he's going to pull it back to Floyd. Floyd driving in. He takes an extra step. Pressure working here for the Falcons.
Yes. The pressure's working, and they've been bailed out twice by two miraculous saves for the Redmen also.
Yeah, that ball would have been an over and back, but a really nice diving save to get it across and in. All right, Hagerty has the ball for the Falcons. Redmen drop back into the zone that we've seen pretty much all night from them. Hagerty kicks over to Elwood. Elwood to Dussault in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Elwood. Elwood going to pass to Dussault. He's going to take a 12-footer and put it home. Dussault starting to get hot here.
Yeah, that's a second mid-range jumper for some points in the second half. The defensive for the Falcons creates a steal.
Elwood with the shot, no good. Inbody with the rebound. Nice turnover there by the Falcons on the pressure. Now Hagerty has it up top, going to restart. Cozy on him, puts it back over to Elwood. Elwood looking in the corner to Dussault. Ryder has it. You know, Ryder not looking to score as much tonight as we normally see from him. He's definitely passing. Great job by Elwood to Inbody. Inbody has the ball at 2 feet, misses it, draws contact off the rim, no good. Going to be a foul on, I believe, number 11, Witten here for the Redmen.
That was impressive.
They're calling that one on Coppler. That's going to be on Coppler. It's his second. Not enough for Coach to pull him yet.
That was an impressive offensive rebound to get his own shot back and go back up again to go to the line.
Yep, Inbody to take the first of two of our Mid-Ohio Energy foul shots. Shot up and off the front iron, no good. All right, Blizzard coming back in. And he's calling Witten. Witten's coming out. We saw Blizzard hit that nice three there at the end of the second quarter.
His teammates really cheered him on that one, too.
All right, Inbody to take the second of two. Foul shot up off front iron just like the first one, but Elwood with a big rebound here. Offensive rebounds haven't been a problem for the Falcons tonight. All right, zone defense from the Redmen still. Dussault has it, puts it across, goes to Elwood. Elwood dumps the Inbody. Inbody at 2 feet. Fights for it, and nice little inbound or entry pass and play on the inside there. 24-25, Falcons now trail by one. Munn Page has the ball for the Redmen. Driving up court, and Elwood tries to reach around and scoop and ends up tripping Munpage. That's going to be his first foul.
First foul?
Yeah. And that's just the second team foul, so nobody in foul trouble here and not worried about putting him at the line anytime soon. All right, Munpage to inbound the ball here for the Redmen. Puts it over to Coppler. Coppler going to try and get it back to Munpage, but Ryder all over him. And they're going to call a walk.
Wow.
Pressure working here for the Falcons. All right, kind of surprised that the Redmen haven't called timeout here. Coach Hargis needs to have a talk with his team and try and get them composed here. Watching that lead just squeak away bit by bit, that can get in your head. All right, Hagerty bringing the ball up the court. Puts it over to Dusso. Cozy on him. Now over to Ryder. Ryder dumps to Inbody. Inbody at 8 feet. Pulls back. He's looking at Ryder. Loses it. Cozy has ball. Puts it over to Munpage. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. And now Floyd has the ball. Screen coming up top from Coppler. Floyd at the three-point line. He dribbles left, drives into the elbow, and now he's going to pull it back over. Cozy has it, puts it to Coppler in the paint. Coppler guarded by Dusso. He fights for it. There's going to be a player control foul there. Coach Hargis is losing it, and I don't blame him. I didn't see that one. I didn't see any real contact, but the referee definitely not happy with Coach Hargis giving him grief. All right, so it looks like Witten going to come back in. That's Coppler's third. So coach is going to pull him and let him rest.
Number 10, Dylan Coppler, his third, team second.
All right, Witten back in. Referee over there talking to, to the coach. I'm not sure. He's patting him on the shoulder. Don't normally see a referee pat a coach on the shoulder, especially after he just lit him up. All right, looks like Haley going to come on in here for the Falcons, and anybody going to get a quick rest. All right, Elwood set to inbound to Hagerty. Hagerty has it. No pressure coming from the Redmen, so he's taking his time getting across midcourt. All right, he crosses the midline, and now the Falcons start to move. Elwood has it, puts it across to Ryder. Ryder over to Dusso. Dusso driving baseline, kicks it back over to Hagerty. Hagerty over to Haley. Haley with the 8-footer off the front iron, no good. Elwood goes a slap at it, but he's going to get the over-the-back foul. That's going to be his second. Two quick ones here in this third quarter for Elwood.
Oh, wow. Forgot there was one
there. Minute 35 left on the clock. 24-25.
Oh, goodness.
Elwood steals it. Dusso gets it. Tosses it up. Haley has it. He's falling out of bounds. Gets it over to Ryder. And I'll tell you what,
wow.
We're seeing a different Falcons team here in this third quarter. All right, Hagerty fighting for the ball. He's got Blizzard all over him. Pulls it back up. Elwood at the elbow. Kicks it over to Dusso. Ace Hardware three-pointer. No good. Munpage with the rebound. He catches a little bit of an elbow. He's looking at the ref. What in contact?
Wait. Yeah, where was that?
Minute left here in the third. Munpage, nice little move. Tries the steps again. Ref's going to call travel. He does not like those moves. And Munpage is beside himself, feels that he's not traveled on any of these.
This frustration is just going to keep boiling over for the Redmen at this point.
Yeah, coach needs to call timeout, collect his team.
Yeah, you're almost surprised, but they've held on to their lead here in the third period.
Yeah, 56 seconds left here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Hagerty with the ball over to Elwood. Elwood over to Flowers Barger. He's going to take a three. No good. Munpage again with the rebound. All right, Munpage bringing the ball up the court. Elwood on him. He's been a fly in the ointment for Munpage so far. Crossover coming, goes over to Floyd. Floyd looking at it, drives in, elbow. He's got Ryder on him. Floyd Barger with a tip on the backside, Ryder with it. And that's going to be a frustration foul there.
Definitely.
By Floyd. All right, that's going to be their third team foul, though. 34 seconds left. Not putting anybody at the line yet.
I think a good restraint on that also on Evan. It looked like he got popped kind of good.
All right, Hagerty to bring the ball up the court. Blizzard going to grab him across the midline. Puts it over to Flowers Barger. He's got Cozy on him. So we're still seeing that zone. Now over to Haley. Haley back to Flowers Barger. Hagerty has the ball up top. Skip back over to Flowers Barger. He dumps it into Elwood. Elwood going to give it to Ryder. Ryder going to take a 20-footer. No good. Elwood with a big rebound there. Back over to Haley. Haley drives in baseline. Off the glass. And good. 26-25. 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. Floyd going to try and bring it up. Not going to get a chance. He's going to heave. No good. And Falcons
wow.
with the lead.
Woo.
Folks, that's your third quarter. We're going to throw it back to the station. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Hey neighbor, you may be wondering, what makes a community bank special? At Middlefield Bank, it's our people who care about our neighbors and take pride in sharing banking expertise for every stage of life. Because when you're a part of the MB community, your goals are our goals, and we're here to help you reach them. From checking and savings accounts to mortgages, loans and lines of credit to digital banking tools, MB can be your everything bank. Experience the community bank difference. Middlefield Bank. Visit middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to Riverdale High School. Fourth quarter action being brought to you by Ruth Law Office with Andrew Benchick. And I'll tell you what, tale of two halves so far. You know, Riverdale was trailing by 10 at the half, 13-23. The end of the third quarter, they're now up 26-25. Held Bucyrus to 2 points and put 13 on the board, Dave. All right, ball coming in. Bucyrus has it, kicks to the corner. That's going to be Blizzard. We saw him light one up earlier. He's going to put another in. Ace Hardware three-pointer. Blizzard with the first shot of the fourth quarter puts more points on the board than they did in the third quarter. So Blizzard with a nice three there. And now we're going to see some pressure coming, and Falcons throw the ball away.
Wow. Right. Different tale of the quarters with this part.
Yeah, Cozy going to come in now. Going to see it's going to be Coppler. Coach wants to have a talk with him. I'm not sure if he's trying to save him. He's got three fouls, but not too many to worry about. I'm not sure if he's saving them here toward the end of the game or what. Why start him the quarter and pull him 15 seconds in? All right, Munn Page has the ball for the Redmen. Screen coming up top from Witten. Elwood all over him. We've seen him just really agitate Munn Page, doing a good job. Floyd going to let a three ball fly. No good. Rebound Flower Barger here for the Falcons, and he pulls the ball up and resets. All right, he's going to put it to Hagerty. Blizzard going to pick him up at the top. Over to Ryder on the far side. Flower Barger now here on our side. Has the ball. He's got Cozy all over him. Haley with it. Driving baseline. Gets around. Nice scoop. And in. Nice drive there by Haley.
Great jab set and cut by Haley.
And truthfully, even if that didn't drop, Munn Page hits the backboard. Would have got a, I think, probably got a call there and got that one as interference on it. All right. Munn Page drives in. No good. Going to draw contact. Going to be on Flower Barger. Yeah, it would have been a goaltend otherwise, hitting the backboard when the ball comes up like that. Yeah.
Munn Page with the answer and the drive and drawing the fouls and earning a trip to the stripe.
Yep, so Munn Page to take the first of two mid-Ohio energy foul shots. Shot coming up and rattles out. So this rim.
That's the rim.
It's jinxed this game.
All not right. For Blizzard.
Yeah, Munn Page has 5 points here, I believe. So looking to get six. And it is Floyd that had 10 in that first half, but so far been quiet here in the second half. All right, second shot up and rattles that one home. All right, Hagerty has the ball, brings the ball up the court. Looks like the Redmen are going to put a little bit of a press here. Skipping around, great job passing through this pressure. Now Hagerty goes to cross, Floyd jumps him, and Blizzard going to hit him across the arm. Going to be a foul. That's just the first foul here for the Redmen here in this fourth quarter.
Head coach of the Redmen was pretty disappointed on that trap. Thought they got the steal, but drew the foul.
Well, from our angle, you can definitely see that forearm.
The arm came down. Yeah.
Yep. Hagerty has the ball. Blizzard on him. He's dribbling to this near side. Picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Flowers Barger. Floyd trying to fight for it. Good defense. He's looking a little gassed, to be honest, though. Floyd, I don't know if we've seen him out. And it's going to be a timeout here from Coach Thomas. See if he's going to take a 30-second. It's going to be a 30-second. We'll keep it here, folks. Now, Coach Thomas looks like he's not real happy with what he's seeing on the court.
That wasn't a great play. You backed yourself in the corner and then picked it up by the Falcons.
Hey, folks, he did call a full timeout. We're going to throw it back to the station for another quick word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Golden Giant Incorporated has been a leader in the steel building industry since 1971 as a manufacturer of all steel buildings. Their steel buildings are as unique as their customers. The designers work directly with you, the manufacturer, and the builder of your project. Visit them at GoldenGiant.com to learn more about Golden Giant Incorporated, a proud supporter of area high school sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back from that Root Lumber timeout. This is Ryan Yoakum here with David Barnes. We've got Brennan Byrne back in the studio. Riverdale Falcons fighting for their lives here. They trailed by 10 at the half. Now they trail by one. Seeing a little bit more action here out of the Redmen here in the fourth quarter than we did in the third quarter. They were held to 2 points in the third quarter, and now they're leading 29-28. Ball inbounded, goes across midline to Elwood. Elwood dumps over to Haley. Haley going to pull a five-footer and drop it in. They're passing all over the top of the Redmen, and really great passing here from the Falcons. So they retake the lead. Munn Page going to bring the ball across for the Redmen. Koppler looking to set a screen up top. He rolls. Munn Page pulls back, goes over to Floyd. Floyd has Hagerty on him. Falcons in a man defense. Screen coming. Koppler drives in. Floyd no good. Dusso with the rebound. Puts it across to Hagerty. All right, Hagerty pushing up the court. Goes over to Ryder. Ryder on the far side. He skips over to Elwood. Elwood back to Ryder. Ryder kicks it across to Dusso. Dusso at 10 feet. Drives in baseline. Pushes it back out over to Haley. Haley kicks it back up. And now they're going to reset the offense. Blizzard all over to Hagerty. Ryder has it. Puts it to Elwood. Elwood dumps into Haley. Haley going to take another 6 foot. Woo! And splash. Nice. Great offense here by Haley. Really didn't see him play a whole lot in the first half. But I think he's got six quick points here.
Six so far here.
Okay, Munn Page has the ball here for the Redmen. He kicks over to Cozy. Cozy, now we're going to get a timeout. So coach going to call a full timeout or a 30-second timeout? It's going to be a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, Haley's sitting on 8 points, five or six of that here in the just last few minutes.
Yeah, Haley really doing a good job contributing off the bench for him. You know, saw him doing a lot of what we saw Inbody doing. You know, if you're getting that kind of offense generation out of both of them. Surprised coach doesn't have them both in there battling in the paint.
Yeah, definitely. You could throw some extra bodies in there, but you only got five people on the quarter point. So
right.
You want to make this a 6-on-6 game, but.
You know, honestly, I'm really surprised with the play of Ryder tonight. Still solid, still aggressive, pulling down rebounds, but not seeing him look to score as much as he normally does. He's content to be making these entry passes and giving guys like Haley a chance to score, which is nice. I mean, you're up three right now, though, and you need your senior that's your strong, aggressive player. I think he's got to really step up and get some buckets here to lead him home in this one. All right, so Floyd to inbound the ball here for the Redmen. He dumps it over to Koppler. Koppler going to drive in, Ryder in front of him. Nice front. Koppler misses. Wow. Rebound Haley.
Rebound Haley.
So Koppler, just because of some fouls, doesn't seem to have any momentum going into it. He's had some good shots inside, just can't get him to drop.
He gets to the rim kind of easy.
Yeah. All right, ball skipped across Dusso. Dusso over to Hagerty on the far side. Dusso pulls it back. He skips across to Haley. Haley's feeling the hot hand. I think he's wanting to shoot. He puts it to Elwood. Elwood, nice play there. Taps to Ryder. Ryder over to Hagerty. Dumps in Elwood with the three-footer miss. Ryder,
Ryder.
Offensive rebound. Pulls it down. Going to call a jump ball. And I don't remember who has possession here. I think that's going to stay Riverdale.
Wow. Ryder got up for that rebound.
Yeah. I mean, kid's got hops. That's why I'm surprised he doesn't take the opening tip. All right, Haley going to inbound the ball here for the Falcons. He's just going to kick it up top to Hagerty. Blizzard on him here for the Redmen. And Hagerty going to pull it up, looks over here near side Dusso. Dusso calling for the screen, coming from Haley. Pulls back over. Elwood back to Hagerty, far side. Back to Elwood, 8 foot shot. Blocked by Floyd. Munn Page pulls it in. Now Ryder fighting for it. Munn Page pulls it back. And ball's loose, but Cozy able to pull it back in here for the Redmen. All right, Elwood on him. That's been his defensive assignment all night, all over Munn Page, and done a really good job controlling him here. And Elwood. Dusso comes in with the trap. Ball kicked up. It's going to be a turnover.
Oh, yes.
Ryder runs it down. He's got an easy one.
Nice
and
play.
Nice bucket there. Frustration pass there by Munn Page, and Falcons able to capitalize on it. Floyd. Go ahead, Dave.
Everyone in the state here, I thought the ball was out of bounds, except Evan Ryder, and kicks it up for the lay-in.
All right, big screen coming up top. Floyd going to kick it over to Munn Page. Munn Page going to let a three-ball rip. No good. Rebound, Haley. Falls across. That's going to be on Koppler. That's going to be his fourth.
Yeah, great job pulling that rebound for the Falcons.
So Coach going to pull him back out. 3:30 left here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Falcons now leading 34-29. And Coach's got to put Coppler back on the bench. That's been a problem for them all night. All right, Hagerty brings the ball up the court. Back in the zone are the Redmen running that 1-2-2. Elwood has it. Across to Dusso. Dusso to Haley. Back to Hagerty. Dusso looking in the paint. They've got the elbow. Hagerty going to let a three ball fly. No good. Munpage with the rebound. Munpage calmly pulls it in, puts it over to Floyd. Hagerty picking him up at half court. Across to Witten. Witten now has it. Turning. Dusso with the strip. He's got a wide open look, and he puts it in. 36-29, and Falcons really doing everything they want here. Coach going to send Coppler back in here for the Redmen. Floyd gets the ball across half court. He's got Hagerty on him. Screen coming up top. He's going to pull a 20-footer. Splash. Nice points there. 12 here for Floyd, but just his second here in the second half.
Yeah, there's still a lot of time left for either team to keep a run or keep possession of the game.
Yep, Haley has it. He's going to put it over to Dusso. Back to Hagerty. Floyd all over him. He's fighting for it. Hagerty kicks it back across to Elwood. There's a squeak there. Coach calling for a walk. No call. Haley driving. Nice ball up. No good. Great entry there, but unable to capitalize on it. Munpage again with the rebound, puts it over to Floyd. 2 minutes, 12 seconds left here on the clock, 36-31. Floyd dribbles in, puts it across to Blizzard. Blizzard tries to go back. Coach going to call timeout here.
Tacked. He got tacked. He threw the ball at Evan Ryder.
Did we get a tech on the backside?
Yep. The referee on the end line called it.
All right, folks, it's a full timeout. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back to Mount Blanchard, Ohio. Fourth quarter action being brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. And Dusso set to shoot a foul shot here for the Falcons. We had a tech foul going right into that timeout. Frustration foul by the Redmen. Fortunately for the player, his coach had his back turned to see it, or he might be chewing him. So Dusso to take the second of two foul shots. He makes the first, misses the second. 37-31, Falcons lead, 2:06 left on a Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
That's definitely one the film session for the next will definitely be brought up.
Yeah, he's still going to be running for it. He's just not getting it tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, Falcons inbound the ball. Hagerty has it, puts it over to Elwood up at the top of the key. Elwood puts it back over to Hagerty.
We're going to run the timeout here.
Yeah, they're going to start a three-man weave. And now Dusso has it 18-foot, but he's going to pull back over to Hagerty. Hagerty to Elwood. Ryder, loose ball, pulls it back in. Now back over. So they're going to start making them have to foul. Looks like Redmen have three fouls already. Haley has it. He's thinking about shooting.
He wanted it.
Now there's going to be the foul on Floyd. Floyd, the leading scorer here for the Redmen with 12. We talked about he's only got two here in the second half. That's his third foul. Coppler back in. He has four. So Redmen in trouble and looking to potentially lose some players from their starting lineup here. Haley inbounding the ball. He doesn't have anyone open yet. Has to outlet. Goes over to Dusso. Dusso now guarded by Cozy. He's still across the half-court line. Now gets it back across. Pulls it back. Floyd jumping. Looking to trap here are the Redmen. Coach going to call a timeout. Minute 29 left. 6-point lead, Falcons. It's going to be a 30-second foul or 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here, dude.
Yeah, the play before that was funny because the Falcons are definitely trying to run the clock out. And the ball lands in Grady Haley's hands. And he wanted to shoot.
He's had a hot hand. Yeah. You can't blame the kid, right?
No.
You know, he's just a sophomore, so he's looking to make his mark here in Falcon territory. But you know what? this is where we talked about that five fouls and everything's now
changes,
the double bonus, right? So Redmond have four fouls. Every foul from here on out, Falcons are at the line shooting too. And they're in foul trouble, so.
They probably should have fouled quicker if they're going to foul anyway. I mean, at that point, you just gave up 30 seconds.
You know, so many teams are hesitant to do those fouls. But if that's going to be your game plan going into it, I agree with you. Don't let them burn that clock because every second counts at this point. All right, Haley to inbound the ball here for the Falcons. He's got Dusso on the far side. Dusso going to dribble up top. He puts it over to Haggerty. Haggerty going to fight for it. Floyd on him. Screen coming. Goes over to Elwood. Elwood going to pull it back. Now back over to Haggerty. Coppler on him. He doesn't want to foul. Back in. Haley with a two-footer. Nice entry pass. 39-31. 1 minute, 7 seconds left here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Floyd has it. He's over at the elbow. Going to go to Blizzard. Blizzard going to let another one fly. He's 2 for 3 now from our Ace Hardware three-point land. Three-point shot. Now it's going to be Blizzard with the foul. Dusso going to the line to shoot two.
The Blizzard shot did have a chance there.
That was a forced shot. You know, he was 2 for 2, and both didn't even come close to iron. Beautiful shot. Almost makes that contested shot, and that was kind of a desperation three because of trailing here. All right. Dusso at the line to shoot the first of two on our Mid-Ohio Energy foul line. Shot is up. And no good. So Falcons really struggling from the foul line here.
But he gets two.
Yes, he does. All right, second shot coming. Ball is up and good. That's going to be 8 points here for Dusso. I believe Haley's leading all scorers with 10. Munn Page has the ball for the Redmen. Drives up, pulls back, going to take an eight-footer. Drives in. Haley with a big block. He sends that one into the bleachers.
Oh.
And trying not to smile right now, trying to still look and act tough out there. But big block from the sophomore. All right, Floyd inbound the ball.
Oh,
Ryder steals it. Goes over to Haley. Haley drives. Draws contact. Big bucket there by Haley.
Woo.
That's 12 points. And he's got the continuation.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
big boy
flex
on that
no,
one.
Just, woo. Happy to see his success on the court tonight.
You know, give Ryder credit for the steal, but give Haley credit for seeing that it happen and then just taking off down court like a bat. You know, like he was flying. All right, Haley to shoot a Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot. No good. Rebound goes out. Elwood fighting for it, and it's going to stay Riverdale ball. Falcons now commanding lead, leading by 11, 42-31, 38.5 left on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Haley to inbound the ball. He's going to kick it up top to Haggerty. Haggerty's going to get it across in backcourt. Floyd going to take the quick foul here. Now it's going to be Haggerty at the line shooting two.
Fouls on Redmond.
Nothing you can do about that. You got to stop the clock and try to get a change of possession.
Floyd's fourth foul. He's their leading scorer. We talked about he's been quieter here in the second half. Haggerty at the line shooting two. All right, first shot up. Bottom of the net. Great shot there by Haggerty. All right, second Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot coming. Haggerty takes it. Nothing but net. Clutch there. Munn Page inbound the ball for the Redmen. They quickly get it in. Goes over to Floyd. Floyd at half court. 30 seconds left on your clock. He's going to put it over to Cozy. Cozy going to put it back to Floyd. Floyd going to have to force something here. They're running out of clock. 25 seconds left. Floyd going to chuck a three. Almost makes it. Munn Page with the rebound. 20 seconds left. Munn Page takes an acrobatic layup, misses it. Ball comes out. Elwood with the rebound. Haggerty has it. 12 seconds left. And I think the Redmen know this is all they wrote. And so they're going to get the ball across half court. And Floyd going to let them have it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Folks, that's your ball game. 44-31. Riverdale able to hold on here. Great win here for the Falcons. We're going to throw it back to the station for another word from our sponsor. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Golden Giant Incorporated has been a leader in the steel building industry since 1971 as a manufacturer of all steel buildings. Their steel buildings are as unique as their customers. The designers work directly with you, the manufacturer, and the builder of your project. Visit them at GoldenGiant.com to learn more about Golden Giant Incorporated, a proud supporter of area high school sports.
Employers can't find skilled technicians. Emerging technologies require training. Open positions are going unfilled. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center in Bell Fountain is focused on preparing our students with an excellent career-ready education. Ohio High Point offers nearly 20 in-demand career programs for high school juniors and seniors. Get a jump start in your future by earning industry-recognized credentials and college credits, all for free. We're the future of the workforce. We're Ohio High Point.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What does it mean to be rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Everjones financial advisor. Count on me for financial strategies that can help support a life you love, because the key to being rich is knowing what counts. Contact me today at 419-673-0937, and let's find your rich. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We've got Britton Byrne back in the studio. And if you're just tuning in, I'm sorry, folks, you missed it. We just had a heck of a ball game here in Mount Blanchard where Riverdale Falcons take home the home win. You're listening to your Cessna Transport post-game show now. And, you know, really two different halves entirely there, Dave. You know, what do you have to say about the first half for the Falcons? It was really a struggle for them. They're pushing outside of what their season average is and couldn't generate offense. But in that second half, what'd you see?
The Falcons caught fire. That's what we were hoping for. And that rims are just bad here. One's good and one's bad. And that's the tale of the two halves. And we talked about multiple times just the points. And the, even though the Bucyrus is 0-11, they're scoring near the same amount of points as the Riverdale Falcons per game. And then at the end of the first period, it was 5-3, 5-8 or something, and they were nowhere near their season averages.
Yeah, and then I've got first quarter. It was Riverdale 7, Bucyrus 5. You know, and then we talked about that second quarter, Riverdale 13, Bucyrus 23. They outscored them 6-18 there in that second quarter. But man, talk about that second half. Third quarter, 26-25. Riverdale outscores them 13-2 over Bucyrus, and then they outscore them 18-6 in the fourth quarter to bring home the win. Big, big game there in the second half from the Falcons.
And you're a stats and numbers man, and I don't see your three-point percentages on that sheet that's over there.
No, I didn't track three-point percentage tonight. Really didn't. I hate to say it, but when I'm calling play-by-play, I get so caught up in the action, I forget to mark half of them. But, you know, Bucyrus really did a good job from outside the line tonight. They just didn't get as many opportunities as you'd like to see there for them. But how many threes did we have here for the Falcons that you can think of? I think we had three or four here in the second half.
A couple helps. It definitely helps that points per average. I think that the turn of events was Elwood in the defensive second or the third period. They pushed him up more on the full court or half court press, and his long arm reach just wreaked havoc on the ball carriers for the Redmen.
You know, Elwood's one of those players every coach loves, and unfortunately, he puts so much on the court that doesn't get marked down in the stat book.
Yes,
you know, he's making so many good first passes that lead to a second pass and the assist. He's making so many heads-up plays, and then fighting so hard on the defensive side and making them have to force the ball away from Munn Page, who is one of their more dominant guards. And nobody tracks, you know, the amount of time that you push their leading scorer away from having the ball, but Elwood did it the whole time. Tell you what, folks, we still got our Root Lumber and Glazed Over players of the game. We're going to throw it back to the station for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Hey neighbor, you may be wondering, what makes a community bank special? At Middlefield Bank, it's our people who care about our neighbors and take pride in sharing banking expertise for every stage of life. Because when you're a part of the MB community, your goals are our goals, and we're here to help you reach them. From checking and savings accounts to mortgages, loans and lines of credit to digital banking tools, MB can be your everything bank. Experience the community bank difference. Middlefield Bank. Visit middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Silver Creek Supply, we're passionate about serving you and providing cutting-edge farming and agronomic programs for our customers. Whether you need help taking care of the strenuous tasks like planting and harvest, or you're looking to maximize your yields, we've got solutions for you. When you choose Silver Creek Supply, you're choosing more time off the farm to spend on your business, with loved ones, or just taking the time to relax. Give us a call at 419-675-2972 or stop by our location on County Road 115 in Kenton to learn more about our fertilizer and agricultural management.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, you're listening to the Cessna Transport postgame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Dave Barnes. We've got Brennan Byrne back at the studio, and we just finished up a heck of a ball game, Dave.
Yes.
Riverdale, trailing at the first half, comes back here in the second half to take home the home win. Any thoughts on the game? Anything you want to highlight and talk about?
The points were exciting to come by. For both teams, and the sophomore there, Grady Haley, catching fire I've got goosebumps again. I've known him since he was little, and whoo, that was fun to see.
I'll tell you, not only fun to see, but just the energy that kid had after he started getting some momentum and getting those buckets, and then has that big drive and take on the end. Awesome. Love seeing a kid just that pumped, right? He had a heck of a night. I think he led all scorers. He had 13,
yes,
or 12 points. Sorry, he missed the foul shot there. He tied, actually, with Floyd there for Bucyrus. Floyd had 12 as well. All right, so let's throw out some of the big plays and players of the game. So we talked about Blizzard hitting some threes there for Bucyrus. We talked about Elwood on the defensive side. But let's talk about our players of the game. Who do you have for the glazed over player of the game for the away team?
For the Bucyrus Redmen, I have Dylan Koppler. Loved how he just could find his way to the bucket. And unfortunately for him, he got in some foul trouble and maybe got pulled. From our talks during break, he got pulled early in the third period, which didn't seem like it was the right time. But
you know, unfortunate for the Redmen, because Koppler was a big part of that offense, and he was taking the ball to the hoop really well for him. But, yeah, foul trouble, and coach trying to manage it as best he can and still not lose momentum, and it just didn't work out for him tonight. For the Root Lumber player of the game that I have for the home team, we've got to go with Grady Haley. You know, just that momentum, that impact that he made. They needed points. He brought them, and he brought the energy and really brought this team up tonight.
Nice little touch all over the court.
Yes, it was. He looked good, had drives to the bucket, hit some 18, 20 footers. You know, on that fast break, I almost thought he was going to dunk it.
Oh, I was hoping.
I mean, he has the ups. He can get up there. I don't know if he's had one in a game or not yet, but it's coming. He's just a sophomore, so I can't wait to see what else he finishes this season with and what he brings next year. So for those of you listening at home, final score of this one was 44-31, Falcons over the Redmen. Falcons will be back at home again. No, I'm sorry. They're at Van Loo, playing the 2-8 Van Loo team here on the 17th. And then Bucyrus, if you're listening from Bucyrus, they've got a game on the 16th, and they're playing Buckeye Central, the 5-6 Buckeye Central team. So Redmen fall to 0-12, and now the Falcons are evened up at 7-7 on the season. So great win here for the Falcons. On behalf of Dave Barnes, this is Ryan Yoakum, Brennan Byrne back at the studio. You're listening to your Cessna Transport Show. Good night, all, and thank you for listening. Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors for tonight's broadcast: Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Golden Giant Building Systems, Intel Ready Mix, HSLC, Kenton Moose Family Center, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, R&R Body and Paint, Silver Creek Supply, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The Sweet Note, and Martin's Meat Mart.